Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 663, Our Plans for 2019, recorded live on January 3rd, 2019. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And welcome to 2019, or as Hidden Experience has called it, the year of Halo Infinite.
The year of no Halo Infinite. Maybe the year of news of Halo Infinite.
Right. There is the fighting program, too, so it's not totally without Infinite, but... yeah, we won't see the launch at least until...
well, it'll be infinite for a select group of people.
Yes, this is true. We are 2019. It is going to be a great year for Halo. There's already a lot of momentum going into it, with everyone being hyped with Halo 3 from NCC and a lot of the classic art style and other things that we learned about Infinite a couple weeks ago from the latest 343 social stream. Lots of stuff to look forward to this year. I know we have quite a few things we want to do over here, which we'll talk about tonight. And just, we're going to start setting the stage for what we're going to be hoping to do with Podtacular going forward for 2019. So I've never been a big New Year's resolution person, but I think I'm... having a little bit of a change of pace for this year. There's a couple things that I actually want to get done this year.
Books.
That is one of them. Believe it or not, that is one of them. So, as we normally start off with, let's go ahead and take a look at past streams. So, GT, how did we do on Fraggin' Friday?
Oh, we did a lot of fun. We blow stuff up. Actually, we had a... quite a good evening. I was really, really happy, and everybody seemed to have a lot of fun. So, looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. Tomorrow we will be back on our rotational, so we will be doing Master Chief Collection. We've been doing Halo 5 for the last couple weeks, mainly because of the double XP. But tomorrow we will move over to MCC unless somebody really wants to pay Warzone Turbo.
If you're in the chat, speak up now. We'll put up a tweet, hopefully, too, for people to respond to as well.
Well, either that or message me on Twitter or on Xbox Live. At this moment, it's a little more reliable to message me on Xbox Live because the Twitter app on Windows sucks.
Womp womp.
Well, the funny thing is Windows has this, just cross the board UI now, and they disable notifications on the mobile app.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, isn't that great? Same application that runs on the PC has notifications.
Yeah.
But anyway, this year I probably will make the switch to Android.
Yay. Join the Android club.
No, not yay.
Why not yay?
I don't like Android.
Why not?
I don't like the way it operates. I just don't like the way they've organized things. It always seems to be a hunt to find something.
Either that or iOS.
Yeah, definitely not iOS.
Why not iOS?
I have never been an Apple person. That mainly has to do with their business practices.
I don't blame you there. I personally like Android. I'm an Android guy. I am a power user, so that really fits well with how I like to use my devices.
I do like that there are people out there that are enough of a Windows Phone enthusiast that they have made Windows launchers for Android. So a lot of it, I can emulate the Windows Phone, but there's just some things that I just don't like the organization of the settings and stuff, but that's something I'll just have to get rid of. or get used to.
Yep. No, I hear you.
And Laird, I have a flip phone in the drawer.
Wow. You put them in this place. That's funny.
Matter of fact, I have two flip phones in the drawer.
Ooh.
I have a Razor that was my wife's, and then I have a Motorola T56. I think it's what the model was.
I actually have my old Razor.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. It's one of those things that I just have kept as a memorabilia piece, I guess.
Well, I mainly keep mine as an emergency backup in case, you know, I have a catastrophic failure with my daily driver. Although I have found some people that have actually ported Windows 10 to run on the Microsoft phones.
Really?
Yeah. But I haven't been ballsy enough to try that one yet.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, Microsoft themselves have been developing Windows to run on ARM processors anyway. With the ARM processors getting to the point where they have enough power to be able to run a full operating system like that.
I'm kind of surprised that Windows is supporting that ARM platform. I guess I'm not totally surprised.
Well, their next devices are
supposed to run Windows 10 native, right?
They will run a version of Windows 10, and it will still be able to run 32-bit applications in basically a VM.
That's a lot of overhead to put into a mobile device.
They've actually got it to where it runs really well. They, I think CES 2 years ago, they actually had it on display running.
Wow.
Yeah, granted, they weren't running them on phones. They were running them on lightweight laptops, but they did have ARM processors in them.
Okay, so something like a Chromebook, I guess, type of thing?
Similar to it, yeah. But they've got it to the point where they can actually run Windows on an ARM processor, and which does a lot of things. One, gives a massive battery life because the ARM processors use so little energy.
That's true.
And, you know, that's kind of the market they're looking for. I mean, this is not going to be a video editing rig. Now, granted, you could open Photoshop on it or Adobe Premiere, but probably not going to be real functional.
Right.
I mean, they did have Photoshop on one, and they did some simple photo editing. You know, granted, it wasn't super fast, but...
Yeah, but I mean, if you were in a pinch and you needed to get something done, it would probably work. I get you there. Makes sense. Just a quick note, I have seen people in the chat say the audio and video is out of sync. Thankfully, GT and I are not out of sync from each other, so we're just going to push through this recording and we'll fix it for the next week. Of course, like Penn said, definitely was knocking a wood there. We'll get it fixed for next week.
Knocking hard enough.
Right. We'll get it fixed for next week. At least the audio is in sync with each other. So, you know, so at least the conversation is followable. So we'll fix that for next week. Yeah, as far as going through to Android, hopefully that's not... I guess you're probably familiar with it enough to where you can pick it up. It's just not preferable.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to switch my wife over to an Android phone because of work. That kind of... never mind.
We will move on then.
I will not get into the discussion of corporate America. But anyway.
Fair enough. We have my stream that I did on Sunday. I had Bobby help me out with the Goat Roped achievement, which is the get Halo CE legendary done in under 3 hours. So he started helping me with that. Got through the first three missions. And I also was, until he joined, going for the Nightbane and remove the bishop from the board, which is killing knights and watchers, and grinding that through some Spartan Ops missions. For those that are interested in getting all of the Promethean ones, Mission 5, Chapter 1, it's the fifth story element, and then it's the first chapter. Mission 5, Chapter 1, however that's broken down. So if you want to get knights and watchers and crawlers, that's the mission to do it. And Pins was kind enough to link in the chat when I was starting things off last week the breakdown of all of the different enemy types throughout Spartan Ops. So thank you, Pins, for that. Really appreciate it. So I'll be continuing to grind that, and hopefully with Bobby going through Halo CE to maybe finish it out this weekend for the 3 hours. And then I'll be moving on to Monopolize, which is doing Halo 2 in under 3 hours.
Good luck with that one.
There's actually quite a few shortcuts in Halo 2 to make that pretty easy. Especially with co-op.
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to get the first level done in under 45 minutes.
Really?
Well, at least on Legendary. On lower difficulties, it's easier, but...
I think for... I don't think it's taken that long for me on just normal Legendary. For co-op, it should be a lot quicker, because you could have someone just plasma pistoling and noob comboing back and forth.
As long as nobody dies, it works fine.
Well, that's one of the nice things about co-op, too, is if you die, then you don't...
You immediately revert to the last checkpoint.
Oh, does it work like that for Halo 2? Is that bugged? I didn't think that was supposed to happen for Halo 2.
That's the way all Halo 2 has always been on Legendary.
Oh. Is it... So on Heroic and Lower, it doesn't...
Only on Legendary.
Oh. I guess I never really stopped to notice that. Interesting. Okay. Good to know.
Well, I... Let me think.
You could be right.
Well, me and Pins were playing... Because I was doing some achievement testing. And I believe we were on Legendary, and we were doing the Master Blaster Skull. And every time he'd die, I'd get reverted back to the last checkpoint, and same with me.
You're probably right. I haven't really gone in to do Halo 2 Legendary co-op in a long time. So, yeah, you're probably right.
But yeah, as long as you minimize deaths, and it should work just fine.
Mm-hmm. So those are the achievements that I am currently working towards. I have another 26 to go, including those. And some of those I should be able to help or finish out this coming weekend, which will be nice. And I have some more of the multiplayer stuff to do and some of the matchmaking. So I've got to get some people together to try to do some of the Halo 2 multiplayer anniversary ones in matchmaking. To get like the environmentalists, and there's some other Halo 2 anniversary specific ones that have to be in matchmaking to do, which will suck. But not as much as Lazo, and not as much as the FFA Halo 3 ones that I still have to do.
No, the population might be low enough now that you could actually get it done.
It depends on whether or not those FFA players are the sweaty players, or if they're the ones that. Or just playing Halo 3 casually. Have to try to go in and start matchmaking with other people who are similar rank to try to match up at the same time. Might try to host an achievement hunting night for some of the older games too.
Yeah, I definitely need to do some in Reach and Halo 4. Unfortunately, it seems like every time I never get the maps I need to complete the achievements.
Well, which ones are the map specific ones?
I don't know. I'd have to pull them up.
You're talking about for MCC, like Halo 2?
No, I'm talking for original Halo 4 on 360.
Oh, gotcha. Were those for DLC maps? Those may have been for the DLC maps. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Is one of them some of the Ricochet ones?
I think one of them is a CTF. Another one is an Assault. There's... I think the one on Headlong is, or not Headlong, Mammoth is assassinating a player while they're zoomed in with a sniper rifle, stuff like that. But yeah, it's, you know, all the achievements that I have left in there, they're map specific achievements. And there used to be a glitch in the game that if you had the actual 343 maps saved, you could go into a custom game and get those achievements done. but I think that glitch has since been fixed.
That's interesting. Oh, too bad. That's gone. All right. So, yeah, we'll have to add that to the list of things to get done this year. For Tuesday, we did not do a stream because it was New Year's. So we'll be back doing the streaming with the wife this coming Tuesday and starting her Halo 2 journey finally. I know we've put it off a couple of times. And then with the holidays, we just were trying to take some time to ourselves. But we will be back next Tuesday starting her Halo 2 journey. So make sure you come over and watch and support the wife if you have the time. I would appreciate it. So would she. Okay, that is it for our pre-show discussion with the streams. There is no news this week on the Halo front, so we are going to skip right over that. We do have a couple of releases that happened over the past couple of days. So Halo Lone Wolf was released, so now it is available in stores and online. So if you go over to Dark Horse, you can order it there. I'll go ahead and post a link in the chat for those that are watching. For everyone else who is listening to the download, just search for Halo Lone Wolf issue number one on your favorite e-reader, or just go to a local comic store and pick up your copy. I think they're also on Amazon for Kindle as well. Eric Ibu already said he finished reading Lone Wolf, and I guess he's finished Battleborn too, which is the next one that just actually technically released yesterday. I'm guessing you got your copy early, Eric Ibu. But both of those are out.
He reads quickly.
He actually posted an image, I think, on the 27th on Twitter that he had the book. So I know he got it early. You are a lot more dedicated than I am, Eric Ibu. Although I did actually take some time during the holidays to get closer to finishing Thursday War.
That's good.
I have about 100 pages left. So that'll be... I plan to finish that book next week. That is to get part of my goal to read a book every month complete. So if I can get done by next week and then start on... What's that for Thursday War? I'm blanking on the name.
Yeah, I can't think of it right at the moment anyway.
Anyway, the third book in that trilogy of books.
Oh, Krypton, Mortal Dictata.
That one. So I should be starting that one the week of my birthday. So the week of the 13th. And then I have a work trip over to Germany. So that is the following week. And I will hopefully get a lot of reading done then as well. So who knows, maybe I'll finish two books this month.
Ooh.
Don't hold your breath, but it might happen. I'll try to take inspiration from you.
I'll be busy with Battleborn for a few days.
There you go. Okay, so that's the other piece that we have to talk about. There's some other community stuff that was not necessarily announced or anything that was news related. We do have a weekly update from the Downfall folks. So over on Reddit, they post their weekly updates, and issue number 13 includes their latest models and concepts, first one of which being their Falcon model, which looks very boxy. Falcon-ish. Kind of, but it's not very smooth. It's very blocky and sharp, I guess might be the right way to put it. Definitely kind of looks Mega Bloks-ish. I'm hoping there's a couple of refinements, just like the machine gun drum and ammo. It looks there's some things that look a little weird to it. I know it's kind of their vision of it.
Yeah, I think they kind of need to finish off the nose a little bit more.
Yeah, there's a couple of things in here I think they could probably tweak to make it a little more realistic and not look like a right. I didn't want to say it, but yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. This kind of looks like a toy. But they have that. Their next concept, though, looks really cool. They have a large multiplayer map that is currently unnamed, but it's a concept art piece, which it almost looks like a render, but if you look at it close enough, you can see it is a artwork piece. This kind of reminds me of the District map a little bit from Halo 2. having big team or large scale is definitely a plus, given how Halo 5 didn't really support it that well.
Yeah.
So good job on you there. One of their latest concept artists, Samba, has a concept art piece of a banshee. And then the final piece was a Downfall poster that was made. This was created by Callum on the team. That is the short update from Downfall this week. And you can find their weekly updates over at reddit.com/r/HaloDownfall. So that's that update. Installation 01 and Project Contingency released New Year's media. So Installation 01 did a video. Jaffa also has some audio behind it, kind of inspired by the E3 Infinite reveal audio. And this is, the video is of their Relic redesign map, or I guess remake map, that they have been making. And then the player looks up at the Halo ring, and then you have the piano chord that is from the Infinite and Halo 3 E3 trailers. So if you want to check that out, link will be in the podcast stream for those that are here. If not, check out Installation 01's YouTube page or their Twitter, and you'll find the video there. For the Project Contingency folks, they released a render out of their engine. And in response to that, they also released a light map is the right term or not, but they posted a render from their game. In response to that, they also posted the render without any colors or textures on it, I guess to show the dynamic lighting effects that they have in the render, which is pretty cool. The fact that they're that far along with, I guess, kind of the graphic fidelity of the game is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
So kudos to Project Contingency and the Installation 01 folks. Thanks for releasing some and teasing some goodies for us. It's always appreciated. We're planning on trying to get a lot of these projects back on the show at some point this year. No update from Sins of the Prophets, but Operation Trebuchet released a cinematic trailer for their Arma 3 mod, which, if you haven't had a chance to take a watch, I would definitely recommend it. Kind of want to get in and play it at some point. I know it would take a pretty solid amount of time to set up and actually experience it properly, but hopefully I can find some time early this year to get that experience under my belt, maybe find some folks that I can play with. I know Postums had mentioned that he had played it before, and some of the other 343 folks. So hopefully taking the time or the effort to reach out to them saying, hey, do you know someone I can play with to try this out would help. Is that something you think you'd be interested in, GT, at some point?
Sure, I'd be interested in playing it.
I've already bought the game. I don't know if you have it. I know there was some sales on it during the whole holiday stuff. At least I have to have Arma 3 to play it for anyone else that's interested.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mother Hubbard's cupboard's been pretty bare for the last couple months. So,
yeah. Let's see. So that was it as far as community project updates. No new Puckett Top 10, no tweets to really highlight this week, although Primordial did get highlighted in Halo's Happy New Year's tweet, so he had some screenshot, or had a 2019 screenshot promoted by the Halo account, so congrats, dude, on getting up there again. For the loot crate stuff, we have the tech crate featuring Cat still available until February 15th. All the coupon codes we've been rattling off over the past month are now gone and done with. So if you haven't had any chance to get the crates, then you've missed out on most of the coupon opportunities now. But we still have our Podtacular coupon. So if you go to lootcrate.com/podtacular and use Podtacular at checkout, you can get $3 off the crate. So Cat is this month's crate character. Missed that. Okay. So that's all the news related stuff. Some things that we want to talk about tonight are what our plans are for Podtacular going forward, or a couple of the things I've talked to GT about and most of the stuff that I haven't talked to him about yet. So here's where I'm spilling my guts out to GT, and I get to hear his response and see if my ideas either suck or are not sucky. If anyone in the chat wants to chime in as well, feel free. But there's a couple of things that I've been thinking about over the past couple of weeks that I would like to do for Podtacular, see updated or changed for Podtacular. So a couple of things going forward on this list is stuff that I hope to accomplish or at least start in 2019. So we will just go ahead and dive into a couple of ideas here. First one is a brand redesign of Podtacular. This is to kind of update a lot of the Podtacular assets to be more current. I don't think anything is going to change as far as the tagline, the podcast name, and the helmet piece itself, but I've been discussing for the past several months now, and actually you're right. I don't know if I've been talking about a brand redesign for years, but definitely a website redesign. But we basically want to just kind of do a refresh of a lot of the Podtacular assets to give it a new sense of flair and pop to go along with the renewed interest in Halo. We've been stuck with this set of assets since, I think, 2010. At the latest. And I have used my limited photoshopping skills to adapt certain things to certain events. So, for example, when there was the Hunt the Truth thing and the triad, I was able to go in and do some quick Photoshop things to update all of our social media stuff. But there's just a lot of things that that's a good phrase for it, Confal. A fresh coating on some of our social media assets, some of our logos, and other things like that. I don't have the technical skills for it, as far as Photoshop or whatnot goes, but we are looking to see if Pixelflare can help us out with some stream overlay stuff, so maybe he can help us out with rebrand, or if anyone who's listening to the podcast would like to offer helping us with a rebranding of the Podtacular brand, then please reach out to us, because I think it's something that we need to do, and it's been overdue for a long time. As far as the rebranding goes, it's something that just needs to be done, and I think this is the year to do it, since Infinite won't be coming out until next year, so it gives us some time to start concepting things out and get some ideas flowing.
Definitely something that we need to do.
And I'm not sure how we should rebrand it. I know looking at other sites like RUL and Griffball and a few other communities, they've rebranded. Well, RUL is rebranded almost every year. A lot, like, as far as their logo and everything. Some other communities don't rebrand as often, but there have been rebrands of other Halo communities, and we've been kind of stuck in some of our stuff for a while. That's our first one. I don't know if you have any particular leanings of or ideas for rebranding, GT, but
no.
I'm thinking
I can honestly say that that is something that has never crossed my mind.
I'm thinking the blue theme color will probably still stay. As far as the helmet with the earbud piece in it, maybe redesign the helmet aspect of it, but kind of keep the concept of its earbuds in a Mjolnir helmet type of thing.
Yeah, maybe we ought to switch to the Linda helmet. That way we can have googly eyes on it too.
Or maybe have a helmet with a little antenna stuck up in the back. Possible maybe a redesign of the helmet itself, because there's been a new helmet in every Halo game. We could afford to have a new helmet for us, I guess. Name would be the same. The unofficial Halo Universe podcast piece would be the same. It's just more of the visual rebranding of all of our logos and stuff. So that's the first one. Second one is social media engagement media, which one I guess kind of after seeing how I wrote that, that doesn't quite make sense. But from the Twitter headers, Facebook headers, Instagram headers, and everything that is kind of building a social media profile, I would like to redesign and kind of match that with the rebranding that we're doing with Podtacular. Having Podtacular specific images for Fragment Friday, for the podcast, for achievement streams, actually generating some content to go along with certain tweets that we put out, other than just taking screenshots that Halo puts out and attaching them to tweets and whatnot. Actually creating our own media that we can attach to social media posts and doing other things with banners, headers, profile images, all that kind of stuff. And I just noticed this, but Pins with the 40-month resub on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. 3 years and 4 months. Dang, dude. We really appreciate it. He is like the one person keeping Podtacular alive with supporting, but I appreciate that. So that's the next thing, and I know we've briefly talked about it from time to time, GT, as far as the Fragment Friday stuff that we actually just saw in our OneDrive earlier, trying to get some updated things for that. We had the Tactical Tuesday stuff that we used to do back when Halo 5 first came out. So a lot of that kind of stuff, I think, is where we're looking to do some social media branding.
Yeah. We definitely need to get consistent stream assets and things like that, and promotional pieces for the streams.
Yep. A total rebranding is whether it's website, social media, streaming assets, all that kind of stuff. We have a lot that we need to do to kind of just give Podtacular a fresh coat of paint.
No, that's not a bad idea. Podtacular Astro tags. I'd buy a set.
So they used to have a section of Astros where you could go and create your own Astro tags. I don't know if that's still up anymore, if anyone has a link to it. It looks like it's still there. There's the tag customizer. So, I mean, if people want it, then I wouldn't mind, I guess, creating a image that can be used to purchase tags with. I guess that's an idea. I'll write that one down.
Yeah, all kind of depends on their usage thing.
Well, if we give them the picture, they have use, yeah. Or free use, yeah. Over it? Yeah, I guess that's something to consider. I don't see any terms on there. That's a good question. Definitely a good question. We will have to look into that, Pins. Thanks for the suggestion. Penn says, as far as he knows, the limitation is to not use copyright images, which we own the Podtacular logo right out because it's not a Halo asset. It's actually a custom-made asset. So it is our logo. All right. That'll be something on the list to check out.
Oh, that means I can't do my boot-licking grunt.
Aw.
That I can't find at the moment.
Well, it's in your Skype profile, and you didn't Masters kind of help you through getting a
updated... No, I haven't yet. No.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
No, I need to get on that.
Doing the fly cam thing.
But now that they've added, or they're going to be adding the blind skull to Halo CE, I don't have to do anything custom.
That's true. You can just split screen it and then take a screenshot. It is true. All right, next thing I have, I'm going to kind of just change the order of some of the things that I wrote down because I kind of just wrote stuff down haphazardly.
No.
Yeah. Stream designs. So we kind of alluded to this already a little bit. Trying to finish working with Pixel Flare on getting a stream pack or stream and social media package done. Part of one of the things I want to do for the stream overlays is have them animated and also have stream starting, stream ending, and be right back animations as well. That'll help kind of hopefully engage more people to come watch and come stay. Also want to get a layout for the podcast stream piece itself. I think what we have, being pretty rudimentary with our current setup, it works. It is doesn't look bad, but it doesn't have that flair to kind of bring people in and keep them here. Also have our own background loop video would be nice, instead of, again, me stealing from Halo their loops. So having our own would be nice. We also have YouTube intro and outros that we possibly would consider if we were to start doing more content, or at least something to go along with GT's Achieving Halo videos. And those are kind of everything I was thinking of him possibly helping out with. So a lot of that kind of social media stream and other kind of media content assets for us to use. So there's that one. I started doing podcast videos last year where I took the podcast audio, dropped the title, guests, and podcast album art in there. And I got up to, I think, 80, and I stopped doing it. So restarting those and getting all of those posted to the point where when we post a new episode of the show, it also goes up on YouTube as well. So if you're subscribed to the YouTube channel, beware, there's going to be lots of uploads coming as I just churn out videos. Nothing to worry about.
We will warn you that you can turn off notifications.
So I have gone in. I don't know if this is actually still turned off or if it's turned back on for your stuff, but I had it to where it wouldn't. I don't think it would send a notification. You'd see in your subscription feed that, hey, there's a new video, but I don't think it would actually notify you in like the YouTube app, or it wouldn't put out a tweet at least. So I think I disabled all that.
Yeah, I think you turned off the tweet notification.
Yeah.
I don't think you can turn off the YouTube notification if
they have the bell on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fair warning. If you have the bell notification on for Podtacular videos, yeah, it might get flooded here towards the end of the month as I start to generate out more of those videos. You have been warned. So, when I get those finished and posted up as well, what do I want to talk about next? Ah, here's a good one, which I should have been doing this a long time ago. Scheduling Facebook and Twitter posts. There is frequently where I forget to post things, and I want to get a jump start on that for this year, where I schedule tweets and posts on the weekend. That way, throughout the week, there is community engagement, so I want to at least have some kind of tweet every day, if not every other day. So at least 4, maybe 5 tweets per week that are scheduled that aren't me just posting up certain things. That also includes doing the tweets for the show, for Fragment Friday, for achievement streams. So making it to where there's a tweet coming out the day before we have any kind of stream, and then the day of, and then either an hour or 3 minutes before. So scheduling those tweets on the weekends, and hopefully that gets a little more engagement as well, and also helps inform listeners of when things are actually going on. And with that, posting to Instagram more. We were at one point last year, I was manually pulling the podcast album art into my OneDrive and pulling it onto my phone and then uploading it to Instagram. It's a tedious process, so I want to try to automate that process where I can actually post it, and then either through some coding with Node or something else, I can get it up into Instagram a lot more quickly. So the Instagram post comes out shortly after the episode actually gets posted. So that's something I would like to work on. Next thing is interviews for the podcast. like I mentioned before, we would like to get a lot of the projects on the show again. So Installation 01, Sins of the Prophets, Project Contingency, Downfall. And there's a few other ones that we haven't gotten on the show yet that I would like to. So The Banished and Team Respawn, I would like to get on when there's more information about the next season of the Halo Wars competitive series. I'd like to get the Coral guys on at some point. There's also the Halo 2 cartographer guys. That's where they're doing the custom launcher to get Halo 2 running, since the live services aren't really working for Halo 2 Vista.
I have to admit, I've installed it and I've played it, and it play. Yeah, granted, I've only played campaign so far, but it plays really nice. And you know, unfortunately, the only downside to it right now is the lack of custom servers.
I've meant to see if I could get a custom server going, but I have to have a server actually running. So, I did not put that on my list of things to do this year. I kind of hesitant to put that on the list just because of there's already a bunch of things on the list already. So that is something to consider, though. Back to some of the other community stuff, though. Getting SPV3 back on, because they've had some updates since we've talked to them last. Get the probably get the Forge Hub guys on again at some point. And there's plenty of other communities out there that I'm still learning about. So at some point, just getting more people on, and I would like to do an interview a month, having at least one guest on the show per month. There's enough people out there where we could have more than one on a month, which would be great. But I think one guest a month would be adequate, or a good starting point to not kind of overdo it. And I think there's enough people where we wouldn't underdo it either. It's just getting the scheduling in there. So more interviews this year, especially with it being an off Halo year. Community spotlights and highlights is definitely where I feel the podcast needs to be for now. Book podcasts. This goes in line with me reading a book a month. So every month, maybe not this month because of how my travel's lining up, but if we do a book podcast this month, it'll be the very last week in January. So it'd be January 31st. So we'll kind of play that one by ear. But with me reading a book every month, I want to do a book podcast every month. And that is also going to mean GT and I will need to coordinate a week prior on discussion points of the book. So the goal is, once I finish a book, within that week, GT and I will get together, we'll talk about notes that we want to highlight during the show, certain pivotal points or things that we want to talk specifically about the book with regards to the Halo universe or the story in particular or certain aspects of it. And then the week following is when we'll actually do the podcast. So that is the goal for the book podcast. So we're looking at one interview every month and one book podcast every month. So that's two podcasts out of 4 to 5 podcasts every month that you know what's going to be coming. Another thing I want to do is gameplay streams of community projects. So getting back on the Installation 01 test schedule, so getting in with them while they're doing some of their testing stuff, if I'm allowed to stream it, getting in with them. Also streaming some SPV3 gameplay, because I have yet to do that yet, and I've been meaning to. Also doing stream with like the Sins of the Prophets folks, actually getting them on and doing a stream with them for a couple hours, going through that mod that they're working on. Could do the same thing with Sins of the Prophets, the Arma 3, Operation Trebuchet stuff. So getting gameplay streams with community mods, instead of just doing achievement streams all the time or just multiplayer streams, which is pretty much what I've been doing for the past few months. So mixing it up a little bit, getting some community spotlight of community projects in addition to my achievement streams and gameplay and all that kind of stuff. And that also has to be worked into Halo Bowl practice, which Tom Fowle, I know you're here. I don't think Keys or Bobby is here, but we need to start picking up on that here soon so we can not get crushed by HCS Pro Talk and Gamer Rage next time. Oh, Keys is here. He's been lurking. Hey, Keys. Yeah, so we need to start practicing soon. So I got that. We also have... I wrote down tournament, and I would like to at least host one tournament this year. I don't know if I've brought this up with you, GT, but I've thrown around the idea of doing a Super Fiesta-like tournament since they released the... Or they came up with the Capture the Flag, Oddball, Slayer, and Heavies, and all those different variants of Super Fiesta for the holidays.
Yeah.
And just calling it like a Fiesta Frenzy tournament. And we'd put a little money behind it, so maybe upwards of $250 just to be a little prize pool to go for. But it's kind of more just a fun thing with it being Fiesta. And we haven't had the chance to do this because Super Fiesta hasn't been a thing in Halo, and I think it's like, okay, you're just adding randomness into it and trying to put a competitive spin on it and see what happens. It's not your traditional competitive stuff with having same weapons start spawns and map control and all that stuff. It's really up to randomness of what you spawn with and putting Slayer, CTF, Oddball, and Strongholds with it and just seeing how it goes. What do you think of that?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a good idea.
Confal says he has a perfect map for FFA. I don't know. We could do like a FFA side thing, I guess, for the Fiesta stuff. I'd like to at least do one tournament. Whether or not it's going to be something exactly like that is still to be determined, but I kind of like the idea of that because it's something that no one else has done. The other type of tournament thing I was also possibly thinking of is something like a multi-team tournament, so a 3v3v3 or a 4v4v4v4.
Yeah. Rocket Hog Race. Oh.
Just have that be the one tournament type of thing. A racing tournament would be kind of interesting too. Maybe do that in conjunction with Forge Hub and Duquesne. That would be kind of interesting.
Does Duquesne still play Halo?
Every now and then he does. He has his... I see him in Forge, I think at least once a month, doing something. So he might not be streaming Halo as often, because he's kind of the variety streamer now, but he does still go in Forge. Pins is throwing up a recommendation, which is kind of an interesting concept. He said a community viewing of Halo Legends or Forward Unto Dawn, like we did with Playtime. The only thing with Halo Legends and Forward Unto Dawn are those are copyright.
Yeah, we probably get in trouble doing that.
Yeah, I don't think that's something that we could get away with. It's an interesting concept. Kind of doing the whole thing that what Twitch does with hosting like their Pokemon marathons and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But we'd have to get permission from 343 to do that. And I don't think they're going to let us dinky old podcasts just stream their stuff and host a viewing part like that. It'd be cool, but I don't think that's going to happen.
That's something else we need to do.
What?
Get somebody on the show from 343.
Yes. Yes, it is. So we need to have a discussion at some point on what guests we would like to have on the show, and would also be a good input from the community on what guests they would like to see on the show. Pin says Kiki, Eric Abu says Possums or Unishek. Unishek I could probably get. He and I are not like great friends, but we're friends enough to the point where I can text him and he'll text me back type of thing. And I can call him and he'll pick up my call.
Hell, I'd love to have Bonnie Ross on the show, but I don't see that happen.
I've thought about that. And it would be great to get a history of her background, especially with the stuff that we talked about 2 weeks ago with her promoting STEM and her background in technology, it'd be cool to have her on to talk about all that and like just take Halo away for a minute, just talk about how she got interested in the tech industry and what her experience was like starting out at IBM and then being head of the Microsoft Games experience and all that. So that's definitely an idea that I've been thinking about, and I think we could pursue it, and it could happen.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Bonnie, Kiki, Postums, Unicheck, Grim, you know, any of them would be great. Sketch.
Kiki, yeah. I think Kiki and Grim, Kiki, I think, would definitely be hard to get with a lot of stuff going on with the TV show, at least for right now. Uh-huh. Grim, I think, is now a little bit harder to get because he's now working kind of behind the scenes instead of that social front.
Yeah.
Postums, I think we could get on because a lot of the MCC stuff out there is not really under lock and key. It's not really held too closely. They're being very transparent about this. So I think we could get Postums on. Bonnie, I think we could get on as long as we're not really touching anything that is Infinite related or Halo, like current Halo related. I think we could get her on if she has the time. Unicheck, I think we could get on. Sketch, we could probably get on. There's some of the other stuff I'd like to try to lean towards as well. Having a lot of the like concept artists or audio folks, like there's some people that work behind the scenes that it would be cool to see if we could pull them out from behind the scenes a little bit. I've talked with Sketch about this before on if it's possible to do something like that, and that has to go through 343 and then a Microsoft PR office.
Yeah.
And even then, it's one of those things, it's like it's not impossible that it would happen. It's just not likely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they've been doing with the community streams too, is bringing some of the people that are kind of more in the background out in front of the community in their stream.
Right. The only thing with that is there's a set agenda there.
Exactly. I mean, there's definitely a script that they follow. You know, you can talk about this, but you talk about this, you're fired, you know.
Right. And they're also coordinating that with folks that are working at the studio. And even though I have an NDA, I'm not necessarily clear to just, hey, this is happening. Oh, we can't talk about that. Good to know, but we can't talk about that type of thing. So it's like,
yeah.
At some point, it's like, okay, I don't want to get you in trouble, and I don't want to get in trouble. So if it can't happen, let's just not let it happen.
I still want to keep getting my inside info, so.
Don't we all?
That I can't share with anybody.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. You know, there's, you know, like I've said before, I would be happy with anyone we could get.
Yeah. So we will start marching down that road, see if there's anyone that we can get on the show. Like we said, there's definitely a few people that are probably easy grabs, like Postums or Uni. Some other ones that have been in the public space but might be a little more difficult, like Bonnie or Kiki or Frankie or some of those other folks. But if there's folks out there that you know of that either they have like the social media presence and you just don't see them on social streams or get too much engagement that you would like us to reach out to, whether it's someone like a concept artist or a technician or an engineer, shoot their info our way and we'll reach out to them. It'd be also good to have an idea of what you would like us to ask them about or talk to them about. So if there's anyone that you have in particular that you would like us to talk to, let us know in what arena you would like us to ask them questions about. And that would help us engage them, say, hey, we know you do this for Halo. We'd like to talk about some of your previous work in this arena type of thing. That would help us out a lot. Moving on along, we have podcast enhancements. So there's a couple of small things I want to do with the podcast. One of the things is getting a custom intro and outro. So whether that is through Lane or Dustin Griffith or someone else out there, maybe Jafet, I don't know how much his commission is, but maybe reaching out to him for some music for the podcast that can be custom to us. So again, we're not using ripped Halo stuff. I mean, thankfully they've been very supportive of us doing that, and we haven't gotten knocked for it as far as using their stuff on stream backgrounds and using their music as intro and outro. But it'd be nice to have a, and this goes with the whole rebranding thing, but a podtacular specific intro and outro music. Also something that the Bad at Halo show, now Gamer Rage, did was add a little audio cues and inserts. HTS Pro Talk does this as well, where they have a little audio cue for each one of their segments. I'd also have like to have a little audio cue for each one of our segments. So we have our like an opening cue, and then we have a news cue, then we have a topic of the podcast cue, and kind of a wrap-up cue. So just little audio cues that kind of enhance some of the podcast experience. So stuff like that would be good. Podcast topics each week. This is something that I've been really bad about over the past couple of years, and I really want to change the approach on how we generate content for the show. Going over Halo news is important. All the community stuff is great, but we haven't really had topics for the podcast until last week or several months. I don't know when we had, aside from community interviews, when we've had a topic of the show. With Infinite coming down the pipeline as well, I think it's a great opportunity for us to start looking at different aspects of what people want to see in Infinite, what people didn't like about Halo 5 or MCC. And there's been a lot of discussion points in social media, in different Halo communities. So giving a platform for those topics, and also allowing other community influencers or other community members to come in and take part in those discussions. So maybe we'll have some kind of roundtable to really flesh out, should Sprint be in Halo Infinite or not? Or does Battle Royale belong with Halo, or should that be made by another studio, or whatnot? So some of the bigger topics have roundtables with them, but have an idea of having a specific topic to discuss every week on the show. What do you think about that, GT?
Yeah, I mean, it would give our show some focus.
We cut out a lot of the rambling. I think that would also...
But that's the fun part, though.
Oh, no, it definitely is. We have made a name for ourselves rambling in certain areas, and I feel a lot of the other Halo podcasts have also done that to an extent. I think Halo conversationalists, while at times they go off the rails, are probably one of the better Halo podcasts to actually stay on topic. Granted, I haven't listened to some of their latest stuff yet, but when they were going through a lot of the books, they stayed on topic pretty frequently. Bad at Halo show was all over the place. It's just Pro Talk actually stays on topic pretty well, too. Podcasts Evolve folks are a little over the place, and I think that's all the Halo podcaster is right now. But part of our experience, I guess, is a little bit of that randomness. It's been something that has been with Podtacular since very early on. It's not anything new. Just like with the Pokemon stuff, we like to do the Pokemon tangents every now and then. But it would be nice to have some structure to the show. Having certain time segments for doing the news, doing community spotlights, I think would help dictate the timelines for the show. It would also help us kind of keep down to a set schedule of how long a podcast goes. So if we know, hey, we're not touching on a big topic this week and there's very little news, we know a podcast is going to be more closer to 45 minutes versus something like tonight, where I thought the podcast was going to be no more than 45 minutes. We're already at an hour. So it gives us a little more structure and format to the show if we have a topic to look forward to. And that way I can kind of line things up and really have a schedule for the show a little bit more akin to a properly formatted show. And then finally, achievement hunting nights every other month at the least. So I go do my Sunday streams where I'm hunting for achievements. but it'd be nice to, and you kind of alluded to this earlier, GT, have achievement hunting nights where we as a community get together and say, okay, we're going to focus on Halo Reach. So whoever needs Halo Reach achievements a week beforehand, submit which achievements you need. We'll pull them together, see which one is kind of the most common amongst the group, and we'll grind for those achievements for 3 hours. And we'll stream it. At least every other month, choosing a game and grinding for achievements as a community in those games. So supporting each other and getting achievements if we have them or not. Doing multiple different games. So maybe we do Reach one night, and then the next time we do Spartan Assault or Spartan Strike, doing the co-op achievements, doing Halo Wars, that kind of stuff. So not focusing on necessarily Halo 5 or MCC, but branching out to some of the other Halo games where people might not have all the achievements that they need.
Yeah, you got, you know, Halo Wars, Halo Wars 2, the original 360 games, you know, Halo 3, Halo 4, Halo Reach, which, you know, for me, Halo 4 and Halo Reach, I still need achievements in that. Then, you know.
And there's also the Spartan Assault and Spartan Strike, which is a few co-op on those.
Well, Spartan Strike, not Spartan Assault.
Spartan Assault had the DLC that was co-op. The F mission.
Yeah, but I don't think it had any co-op achievements.
I thought it did. I have to go back and check. I thought there was. So I thought for the F missions, you could only play it co-op, ergo the achievements were co-op. I could be wrong, though. I'll have to check on that. So that's my list. That's everything that, based on what I've been thinking about for the past couple of months, I want to commit to doing this year. So, rebranding Podtacular with logos, social media, streaming assets, website, custom media for posts, getting the podcast videos all caught up to where we currently are after 663 episodes. Make sure I schedule tweets and Facebook posts every week, getting interviews lined up, getting books read, getting community projects on to stream and interview, hosting a tournament, enhancing the podcast, getting topics done, and achievement nights. One thing that has been brought up before, which I did not put on this list because it's one of those things where I don't want to overcommit to things, is doing a Podtacular store, so Podtacular merch. We have created merch before, and for folks that have gone to conventions, I have given out lanyards and wristbands and buttons and t-shirts. But for me, it's one of those things, it's not a wide interest to have a Podtacular store of sorts. So to put the time and effort into it just doesn't seem feasible. I would say if someone wants Podtacular gear, then you can reach out to me, and then I could price out for you what it would be at cost, and then we could get the stuff printed or shipped to you, whether I have it in stock on my stock of stuff here, or if we need to just create something up new, then we can work together on it. But as far as having a store, there just doesn't seem to be a big enough community interest or support out there to warrant having or putting effort into building out a store, if that makes sense. Does that kind of make sense to you, GT, or am I kind of off base, you think?
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
At some point, it'd be nice to, and maybe with the rebranding and doing a refresh on a lot of our stuff, maybe it will generate interest, and maybe at that point, we do consider doing a store. And while we definitely appreciate everyone who supports us and comes to our streams and whatnot, 20 people isn't a lot. And I know we still get upwards of into the hundreds of downloads a show. And to everyone that listens to us and downloads and supports us, we definitely appreciate it. It just doesn't really make sense to build out a store. If you want stuff, it's as simple as reaching out to us saying, hey, I want a t-shirt. what's it going to cost to get me a shirt? And we'll be more than happy to do that. If you want a shirt or want a lanyard and you don't mind paying for it, we'll be more than happy to send you a shirt. I'll just tell you what the cost is from the website where I order the shirts and lanyards from, and then we'll ship them out to you. But until we really get a lot more traction as far as community interest and support, building out a store just doesn't make sense.
Somebody wants to see the Halo 3 co-op run again.
Yes, Pins and Ace mentioned that. I don't see why we couldn't do that. We just have to get Haas and Beowulf back together. If we were to do it with original four, now we could do you, me, Bobby, and Pins or something like that. Although Pins makes a good point. Pins makes a very good point. Haas yes. plus Bobby forever.
Bio.
That's a very good point. When would we do that? We'd have to find a good time to do it. It's we could do it. It's definitely doable. We have talked about it plenty of times on the show of us wanting to go back and reliving that experience. So maybe I need to revive that old Twitter DM thread and see if people are interested.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's still there.
It's probably still there. I will go looking for it. I don't remember when the last time we actually used it was, but I'm pretty sure it's still there. Unless I deleted it from my thing. I don't think I did. I will check. And I will revive it if it's still there. If not, I will create a new one. And I will be right.
Let's see.
I'm not seeing that at the moment. But Pins and Ace make a good point. Make a really good point.
I've got the one where we were discussing the condo for RTX.
Wow, that was a long time ago. I've got is that this?
Oh no, that one. No, this is a different one. This is 2017.
Oh, and your wife's actually in that one. Yeah, I forgot about that one. Jeez. Yeah, there's that one, and there should have been something more recent than that. Or at least I think there would be. We'll figure that out. I'm sure it's somewhere. So that's all the stuff that we had kind of had planned out. Is there anything, GT, that I know I kind of sprung this on you, but that you have ideas for?
No, you covered pretty much the major stuff. Honestly haven't given it much thought, so.
Well, we can revisit it next week if you want.
I really don't have anything.
Yeah, kind of sprung it on you. Sorry about that.
Surprise! Oh.
Yeah. Surprise! Again, if anyone else has ideas, feel free to reach out to us on social media or on the Discord or however else you want to reach out to us. We would love to hear your inputs and ideas. And to start fulfilling one of those ideas, next week's topic is going to be, what would people like to see in Halo Infinite's flighting program? We know it's pretty much going to be focused to multiplayer, so nothing about campaign or stuff like that. But for what we are hoping to get out of the flighting program, which based on the social stream, it could be as early as July. Doesn't necessarily mean it will be July. But for the flighting program, what would people like 343 to include in the flighting program? Aside from saying, okay, we're just making sure that the game actually works on a large scale. Like, what features do you want? What kind of customization do you want? Do you want theater in there? Do you want Forge in there? Do you want customs? Like, what things early on in the flighting program would you like to see for Infinite? So that's going to be the topic for next week's podcast. We're starting the year off strong. And I'm going to ask you to hold me to that.
What am I, your babysitter now?
Hey, sometimes I need one.
I quit. Ask your wife to babysit you. That's what mine does.
Okay. So that's it for the show tonight. 2019 is hopefully going to be a good year for us, as it's going to be a good year for Infinite. if we can get a lot of the stuff accomplished, I just set out in the last hour or so, I think we'll be in a good place to be right there alongside Infinite when it launches next year, hopefully. Hopefully it's 2020. It's 2021. I think people are going to lose it.
I'm sure it'll launch 2020.
It makes sense.
You know, something tells me this is kind of calculated by Microsoft. I mean, don't get me wrong. 343 probably needs the extra time because they are developing a new engine.
Mm-hmm.
But ease of implementation, like they're talking about, ease of design and stuff. Don't get me wrong, those are great goals and everything, and it's great for the developer themselves. But I kind of wonder if they're doing a redesign for a new Xbox.
I have seen a couple of YouTube videos out there, and Hidden Xperia also talked about this on his latest video, of the possibility of Halo Infinite being a launch title for the next Xbox coming out.
Yeah, it all really depends on when they decide to launch the next Xbox.
Yeah. So there's the speculation that it's supposed to be September of next year. And if that lines up with fall time for Halo, which Halo has traditionally been a fall game.
September or November.
Right. Or October, technically, for Halo 5.
Well, yeah.
Just saying.
But Halo 5 is the redheaded stepchild, so, you know.
Halo 5 or Halo 4?
Halo 5, because it's not a Halo game.
Wait, what?
It has Sprint. It's not Halo.
Halo 4 had Sprint. Halo Reach had Sprint. Halo 3 and Halo Online had Sprint.
Which is, I need to fire that up again and play that. That was kind of fun.
Yeah. So 2019, hopefully it would be a good year.
I think, you know, for the first part of the year, things will be pretty quiet on the Halo Infinite front, other than maybe a glitzy trailer or something at E3 or PAX or something like that. I just, the later part of the year, I think is when things are going to start picking up. It won't be a lot of information, but I think it'll be coming out on a more regular basis.
Once E3 hits, I think that's going to be the first big data dump for Infinite.
No, I think we're going to get a trailer like we got for Halo 5, I guess.
Well, it'll be campaign related. And then they're going to
leave a set on it for half a year.
Probably. But I think it's, if they kind of go along the lines of what Halo 3 did, since a lot of the stuff that Infinite has shown off has been associated to how Halo 3 did their stuff. Seeing some kind of campaign related trailer, whether it's just like small little hints, and then showing a little bit more of in-engine what the game's actually going to be, I think will set the stage for a lot of the information that will come out during E3 and what will come out for the rest of the year.
But I'll be definitely interested in the flighting program.
So yeah. Until then, we'll try to make sure we get interviews. We'll make sure podcast topics are in line for subsequent weeks. Try to get some other community projects and streams going as well. Rebranding. Just taking advantage of the time that we have to get ready for Infinite. That's the plan. Quick update on our Spartan company. We are 2 away on Not So Fast. 2. Which is killing an enemy, attempting to hijack or skyjack a vehicle. 2 away. Didn't quite get it.
In the last 3 weeks that I have played Halo, I have yet to have an opportunity to work on that achievement.
Well, you got Warzone Turbo, you got Big Team.
Like I said, I've been playing games that have vehicles that get jacked, but I'm not in a position where I can take advantage of it.
Oh, that sucks. That's just like a wrong place, wrong time.
It seems like no matter what game I've played recently, I'm everybody's favorite target. Spawn die, spawn die, spawn die, spawn die, spawn die, spawn run 10 feet die. You know.
Did you mention spawn die?
No, and spawn die.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
This has not been my week for shooter games.
It's all right. Everyone has their weeks.
Although I did have one game where I went 21-4. And then nice. All the rest of them have been crap.
Very nice. I've had a couple of games where I've gone in and my backpack hasn't been big enough. I think there was one game I went like 17-6. And we still lost by 14 points. We have a couple other accommodations about to come up as well. The next two we have is Bodyguard, which is Protect a Teammate. That one is still about 3,400 to go there. And then From Downtown, which is Kill an Enemy Spartan from Long Distance. That one we have just over 1,000. So the Not So Fast, we might have done by next week.
Might.
If you're in Warzone or in Big Team, try to get some of those hijacks and skyjacks. It'll be much appreciated. And then we'll check another one off the list of the kill combinations, and that'll bump us up to 17 of 31. And of course, all the way at the bottom, we have the Pain Train and Sorry Mate.
Kill Marines, Kill Marines, Kill Marines.
And Shoulder Bash. Yep. Those are going to be painful.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be it for us tonight. Any final parting words before we do the whole end of the show highlights?
I'm looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night for Fraggin' Fridays. Again, we will be on the Master Chief Collection, unless the lobby chooses something different. And I hope to see all of you there for at least a game or two.
Yes. Make sure you hop on MCC. Take out the Halo 3 pretty early on, depending on how the matchmaking goes.
We'll see.
Sounds good.
Yep, we'll NCC tomorrow. With it in, and then if we start getting them chained together, we'll take it out for a little bit, then we can put it back in.
There you go. So 8:30 on Fridays is our Fraggin' Friday, so that'll be tomorrow again on MCC. On Sundays, I stream at 10 p.m. for achievements. Tuesday, we'll be back on my personal stream with the wife, over at Duststorm on Twitch and Mixer, starting the Halo 2 campaign. And of course, our podcast on Thursdays, we record live across Twitch, Mixer, YouTube, Facebook, and Periscope, or Twitter. So for those that are wanting to check out all of those streams, that's when you can find those. You can also check us out on social media across Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We also have our Spartan company that you can join up on by going to podtackler.com/company. We have 16 spots open right now for you to request to enlist. And we will be accepting everyone into our Spartan company. We'll probably close out accepting new people once we get to those last two pesky accommodations, if we get there before Infinite comes out. But for the meantime, feel free to join up if you want to help us get towards the Achilles helmet. Also, we have our Xbox Club. Going over to podtackler.com/Xbox will get you there. And that is where GT will post whenever he is looking for folks to help out with his Achieving Halo stuff, which sounds like that might be making a return pretty soon.
It could be.
Who knows? Maybe I'm throwing a curveball.
Might. No, I am actively producing the Halo 2 Achieving Halos videos. I have two missions recorded, getting ready to record a third one. This weekend, I will probably be doing some testing, because Halo 2 is kind of funny. You know, I've got to really test to see which achievements I can pull off in a, you know, all in one mission, you know, to find the best combination. So I don't know, maybe I might be streaming that on my own channel on Sunday. okay. Kind of a teaser for achieving Halo.
Sounds good.
If I do, just keep an eye out on my Twitters. You can find me at Godzilla Todd on Twitter, and I will put out a tweet if that is what's going to happen.
Very nice.
It's supposed to be nice here this weekend, so I might actually go do chores.
Okay.
You know how that goes. Who wants yes, to do I chores do. When they can play video games?
Right. Video games are just so inviting. It's like, come and just enjoy playing video games. Chores are like...
But, you know, I'm getting kind of pasty, so I might need to go outside and get some sun.
There's always that part, too. Very nice. I'll make sure we... I'll make sure that we put out the... Or re-enable the Twitter alerts whenever Achieving Halo goes out so it doesn't get spammed with all of the podcast posts.
That will be helpful.
Yeah. Finally, if you are up for helping Podtacular out in any way, then we'd love to hear from you. Vin Warrior was our previous writer for the blog part of Podtacular. Not a main thing that we focus on. Obviously, the podcast is kind of the main thing, but if you are interested in writing articles and have some writing experience, then we'd love to hear from you. For anyone who is wanting to also maybe help out with some content, whether it's helping us with some social media promotion images or loops and other stuff like that, we would definitely appreciate the help. We're still without a community manager. GT and I kind of split that as far as I try to do social media posts and he's hosting the game nights. So if there's anyone out there who wants to kind of help us with community management type of stuff, that's also something that we're looking for. And if there's anything that you see from a Podtacular point of view that you'd love to help out with, please reach out to us and let us know. We'd love to get any help that anyone's willing to offer us. So just hit us up on social media.
Even something as simple as being a moderator for chat.
Yes. Yes, that's definitely needed. Especially on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, you know, during the podcast, it's not so bad because, you know, we're not really intently focused on playing a video game. But, you know, during game nights, it's nice to have an extra set of eyes in there.
It certainly helps a lot. For the last part of our outro, make sure you check out the other podcasts on the podcast network. I know the website's currently down and they're working to revamp that, but the other podcasts are Guardian Radio, ChrisCast, Podcast 76, and those are the Team Fortress, Destiny, and Overwatch podcasts, so you can check those out by just searching for those on your favorite podcast app. Also, make sure you check out the Halo Hub as well. I have some plans for Virgil for this year to hopefully help Virgil take over the Halo world. We'll see how successful that gets. And there's also one other project which I dare not say its name that I also want to finish this year.
Shh. Don't get their hopes up.
Yeah. That's it for our first show of 2019. Again, we'll be back next week. I will also post the podcast topic in the Discord and on social media after this podcast gets posted. And we hope everyone will be back with us next week or in the stream. Come bring your friends in. Come drop by, even if it's for a little bit, if you can. And we hope to see you all next week. Here's to a 2019 that hopefully brings a lot of great Halo information and a lot of good stuff for the Podtacular community. We will see you all next week.